BBC London 94.9.
45 years ago, on October the 6th, this radio station started, and it was called this.
You're in tune with BBC Radio London.
Because from tomorrow, October the 6th, on a special day of programmes, we're going back to the name where it all started. A name you won't forget. BBC Radio London.
BBC Radio London.
We know that's what you already call us.
BBC Radio London.
45 years ago today, London got its own dedicated BBC radio station for the first time. And from today, we're again known by the name we launched under on the 6th of October 1970. One man was on that original station and still broadcasts from these studios today, Tony Blackburn.
Well, when I joined Radio London, as it was then in the 80s, it was called Radio London. So it's great to have the name back again, because everybody calls it Radio London anyway. So it's great to have the name back, BBC Radio London. I can't wait to say it. In fact, I've just said it, and I'm going to say it again, BBC Radio London. I'm thrilled.
We've a special day of programmes to celebrate the return of BBC Radio London, starting with Breakfast with Penny and Paul, live from the BT Tower next. BBC Radio London. It's 5 minutes past six.
BBC Radio London Breakfast.
First for London's news.
With Penny Smith and Paul Ross.
Weekdays from six.
BBC Radio London.
Yes, folks, you heard it right. The long-awaited day has finally arrived. It is Tuesday, October the 6th, and we are now and forever BBC Radio London. 45 years ago today, on this day, local radio from the BBC came to London. We were Radio London, and we are once again. On This Week in History, back in 1970, Frida Payne with Band of Gold was at the top of the charts. Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel was the top album. And we had a new government, a Conservative government, after a shock election victory for the Tories. What does that remind you of? Edward Heath was our Prime Minister. And we're at the topmost of the poppermost, at the top of the BT Tower. It was the post office tower way back then. It's an amazing building. We are on the 34th floor with an absolutely astonishing panoramic view for BBC Radio London. I'm looking south, but Penny Smith is heading north. Penny, good morning and welcome to BBC Radio London. And I hope you're going to welcome me to the station too.
Hello. Yes, isn't it marvellous? This is my first time up BT Tower. And it was the most exciting thing.
BBC Radio London. Then.
Radio London 206. Radio London 206. Radio London 206. Good morning.
BBC Radio London. Now.
You're listening to London's radio station.
BBC Radio London.
BBC Radio London, auspicious day, October the 6th. It's a Tuesday, and 45 years ago today, as you've been hearing all morning, we were launched here in London as BBC Radio London, and we're back where we belong, at the top of the BT Tower, at the top of the radio game, and back with our original name.
And to mark the return of the name BBC Radio London, we look back at the years leading up to this point with a few memories from the archives. Here's Duncan Barks.
Over the past 15 years, this station, known as BBC London 94.9, has been the voice of London, covering all life in this great city, from the news of the day, travel and sport, to entertainment and culture. Every day we hear your stories and conversations about life in London. Today we embark on another chapter in the history of the BBC station for London. We're going back to the name that never really went away. It's a name which continues to underline what we really are. London's radio station. Welcome back then to BBC Radio London. And to celebrate that, here's a reminder of some of the moments from those past 15 years.
The London station of the British Broadcasting Company calling.
This train terminates at High Barnet.
A car bomb which exploded at Ealing Broadway in West London last night is thought to have contained about 40 kilograms.
First, some news just in. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
Then we saw another plane.
It feels like the war's begun here, really.
Good evening.
Hi there.
I also would like to congratulate you on the congestion charge.
Thank you.
Andrew, are you calling from City Hall or West Hampton? Sorry.
Nolan Liam are my very special guests. It's an Oasis special on BBC London 94.
I've always got really good ears.
I'm small, but I mean, perfectly formed. Yeah.
Do you know you're the only person ever to put the headphones on upside down to save your head, apart from Jackie Collins?
I used to always record like this in the studio.
Just so you don't squash your hair?
Yeah.
It's a giant doll and a massive elephant walking around London pretty much for no reason, but it shocked a very big crowd in the silence.
Welcome to Good Times at Notting Hill Carnival.
You're live on the radio on BBC London.
Hey, BBC London!
I think if I stand here long enough, I might pick up a man.
But only one of you can be elected as the host city.
And it's taking a long time to open. You couldn't get much more sense than this.
To the city of London.
Yeah! Emergency services have been called to Liverpool Street Station after reports of an explosion.
We were told to evacuate and not to run, but everybody ran.
People ignored that, did they?
Yeah.
One man has actually shown myself some footage that he recorded on his mobile phone of a bus exploding a few streets away.
BBC London 94.9 has learnt the new 2012 Olympic logo could trigger the symptoms of epilepsy.
Let's get cracking tomorrow and let's have a drink tonight. And may the fourth be with you. Thank you.
When I go, I go. But while I'm here, I do the very best I can to allow people.
Seems to be a lot of anger in Tottenham tonight. There are a lot of people...
But as I look down Brixton Road, it feels like you're in 1981 or 1985.
You probably hear the emotion in my voice because I'm so upset about it.
First off, I'd like to say that I'm extremely proud to be a Londoner.
Here comes Murta. Over the wicket. Hit!
Is the man himself, Bradley Wiggins, speeding ahead of Buckingham Palace.
And London Wasps are the champions of Europe 2000.
The keeper, that sends Chelsea to the Champions League final.
It's Coles in goal, it's dived down by Chelsea. Best hair!
Crystal Palace have lifted up a Wembley.
The most extraordinary thing is there's something tremendously moving about it. We haven't even seen the Queen yet.
As Tower Bridge opens its arms up to welcome the Queen through.
Because now we can see the wonderful Lancaster, a Spitfire and a Hurricane aircraft.
You cannot deny that we do this stuff better than anybody.
Her Majesty, BBC London 94.9.
Hello! Are we ready?
They have lit the cauldron. London 2012 is underway.
We've got another go.
We have.
Running our own schools, sacking our MPs, being our own bosses, owning our own homes. David Cameron, good morning. It sounds exhausting and we haven't even done it yet.
Well, you made it sound very exhausting. I was feeling tired just listening to you.
Been a serious incident in Woolwich.
Officers were called to John Wilson Street at around 2:20 this afternoon.
I can't believe that something like this has happened in a borough like Greenwich.
Tower Bridge is bouncing and swaying underneath. There are that many people on it.
Every single one of them with an individual story.
It is actually the most incredible day in London's year.
Very exciting. Very, very emotional.
And the reason we're at the BT Tower this morning is because we are making radio history. We're celebrating the name change on our station this morning. It's not just for this morning, by the way. We're not doing one of those things where we go, let's call it that for a time.
It's not a pop-up station.
It isn't. We are doing this permanently. And looking at the history of radio and Radio London itself, we are joined by radio historian and author of How to Make Great Radio, David Lloyd. You might, maybe may need to give us a tutorial later.
Or maybe make some notes.
Or mail. So tell us about the history of radio then and all its how it all started. Good grief, that's a big question. Well, it all started sort of over 100 years ago, and I love the story that back in 1906, Christmas Eve 1906, the very first ever radio programme, chap called Reg, Canadian chap, and he started and he played a little hymn on his violin. He gave a Bible reading, and there was supposed to be a poem which was to be delivered by his wife, but she got frightened, so she ran off, so he had to read the poem. So that was the first ever radio
programme. Even then, there were radio gremlins.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it goes back 100 years. And has grown very slowly over the years. I mean, the first radio station in London, you heard a little clip earlier on, it was 2LO, remember that voice? 2LO calling!
Yes.
And that was set up in the 1920s.
used to go on air for an hour a day. They didn't put themselves out. An hour a day, switch it on for 7 minutes, and then switch it off for 7 minutes to make sure nobody was complaining. So this is amazing. And then originally it started properly under the British Broadcasting Corporation then, and Arthur Burrows was the first chap on air. He hosted the first news bulletin. He read it properly, and then he read it slowly so people could take notes. Oh. So it's amazing. This lovely chap called Arthur. Now, he was an amazing character because he not only read the news, he was director of programmes, director of marketing. He was Uncle Arthur in the kids' programmes. He starred as Father Christmas in the Nativity play. And he also edited the Radio Times. So, you know, these are the sorts of characters getting involved in radio.
So that was about passion and commitment and him loving the new media, basically.
It was, yeah.
And let's flash forward, if we may. 45 years ago today, BBC Radio London is launched. What do you know about BBC Radio London's early history, David?
It was an interesting journey because London was not one of the first BBC local radio stations. BBC local radio started very tentatively because there were those...
They're kind of Leicester way, first of all.
That's right, yes. It was in the East Midlands, in Penny's neck of the woods and my neck of the woods. So, yeah, it started in Leicester and was there in Leicester and Nottingham long before it came to London. They experimented first. There were people in the BBC who didn't think it was a terribly good idea. And
sadly, they're still knocking about.
And there were people in government who didn't think it was a terribly good idea. I've got a lovely quote actually from back then, which suggested that there was a fear that if they launched 150 local radio stations, which was the plan back in those days, that it would be 150 stations would reduce programmes to triviality and mediocrity, and even if the parish pump could be kept gurgling, it would have no listeners. So in those days, you know, those BBC stations were not altogether popular, but you know, they came on air, second tranche, 1970, BBC London.
BBC Radio London, credited for the first phone-in, although there is some debate on that?
Yeah, every BBC local radio station likes to say it was first for something, but I think Radio London suggests it was the first for the regular daily programme called Call In. And in those days, of course, people, the listeners, didn't quite know how to behave on phone-ins. You know, it was quite new for them. So there were those who said that this is just public exhibitionism and people actually going on the air, that it's prurient, you're listening in on people's lives. And I remember there's one lovely clip of a very early phone-in from BBC local radio. And you can hear, they're literally holding the phone up to the microphone. And the presenter says to the caller, "Where are you calling from?" He sort of shouts, you know, and the caller says, "I'm at home."
And in fact, Robbie Vincent, one of our very early hosts, joins Vanessa Feltz for the last hour of her show, live from the BBC Club. Huge thanks, and thank you for making the journey down from the Midlands for
us. Not at all.
That was David Lloyd, their radio historian and author of How to Make Great Radio, which, strangely, he didn't interview me and Penny for.
I don't know why.
Cheers, David.
Thank you.